This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I have to finish this.
You don't have to finish this. Mountain Dew is a bit of a change of pace in that it is very yellow. These other ones have been pleasantly clear.
I mean, is there any indication of what flavor Mountain Dew is supposed to represent?
Let me check the label. The flavor that it looks like it's trying to represent is Craggy Mountaintop.
Craggy, okay.
Craggy Mountaintop. I mean, isn't that what you're getting from this?
Wow, that's like spiky shards.
Spiky shards. This is a shard-flavored soda. Oh, it does have concentrated orange juice, citric acid, natural flavor.
Oh, it has juice?
Yeah, this has concentrated orange juice.
Did it say what percent
juice?
Holy
crap, it also has brominated vegetable oil.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't think of brominated as something you can consume.
This doesn't taste like anything that exists in nature. Although now that I, you know, read the fine print and see that it has orange juice concentrate in it, I get that.
It tastes kind of craggy to me.
I was thinking more like shards, really, than crags, you know.
It's shardy.
I don't think I want to finish this.
I kind of like it.
So Brandon's grandfather drinks Mountain Dew, and he puts it in these tall plastic glasses with a lot of ice.
Highballs. He drinks Mountain Dew highballs.
He does. And then when he's done drinking the Mountain Dew, then he...
God, I don't even want to know what you're going to say next.
Fastidiously crunches all the ice cubes. It takes all afternoon. But anyway, he loves it. He loves it. I mean, when he comes to visit, we buy Mountain Dew just to keep it around for him because it makes him so happy. But I'm not sure I quite get it.
I don't know. When I'm an old man and you know, I reserve the right to drink whatever weird drink I want.
I think I'd choose Sprite.
For my grandfather, that would be whiskey from a hip flask. Which is less of a funny story and more of a sad story.